Let's head north.
North from Madison to Green Bay. It's a Wisconsin heavy episode.
Yeah.
So neither of us has been to Green Bay. I've been to Oshkosh, which is further up the Fox River.
Halfway, I guess.
Halfway to Green Bay. There's a song lyric. I don't know. Little background information for people about Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's located at like the base of Green Bay where the Fox River meets Green Bay. Green Bay is part of Lake Michigan. It's in kind of like northeastern Wisconsin. And yeah, the city population is 107,000 people, which makes it the third largest city in Wisconsin. Metropolitan area of 328,000 people. So it's definitely on the smaller side for a metropolitan area compared to like the national level. Also, a couple of things to note. I mentioned the Fox River before. The Fox River bisects the city. Josh, you noticed that the Fox River bisects a lot of cities on its route. There's a whole region of Wisconsin called the Fox Cities, including like Appleton and Menasha and Oshkosh, a little to the south of Green Bay. One final thing of note, too, is that the Oneida Reservation is right outside Green Bay, too. So, yeah, that's kind of the geography. I don't know. What did you find, Josh?
Okay, listen. If anyone listening from Green Bay, I just want you to know, I would like to visit. But
same.
It was not what I thought it would be. Like, I found it difficult to get my bearings because what I still think is a very cool feature, but like with the river bisecting the downtown, I'm a little disoriented. Like, I don't know if there's like a preferred side for people to go to or what they call each side, because both sides of the river are Green Bay. What really stuck out to me is the industrial character of the city. The reason Green Bay exists at all is its geographical location for shipping, I imagine. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know what else it would be.
Well, the Fox River is kind of like it's a navigable river that takes you really deep into Wisconsin and can eventually get you to the Mississippi River. That's kind of like the mark, like, you know, it's the 1800s. You're a river that connects to the Mississippi River in the center, like the center of the continent. Get ready to get dredged and see some barges. Like that's your life now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And this industry is still active. Like the riverfront is very industrial. That being said, I did make a little list of things I want to do. The Fox River Trail is stunning. Like I saw pictures of it. It takes you through the downtown. I think that'd just be a really enjoyable bike ride. And I also thought that doing a bar crawl on Main Street would be fun because I really like dive bars. And I've met a lot of people who live in Wisconsin or have lived in Wisconsin. I don't really know why, but whenever they tell me about like bar life up there, I'm intrigued. So I would very much like to experience it.
Yeah, I'll say Wisconsin is just a bar masquerading as a state. Like if you look at a map of counties in the country, like heaviest drinking counties or, you know, more bars than grocery stores or more bars than, you know, churches or whatever like that. I mean, it's like Wisconsin and then like North Dakota and Montana are like the top three heaviest drinking states. And I mean, there's the beer culture up here is wild. And yeah, there are lots of great breweries, lots of great dive bars for sure. And Green Bay being an industrial city with an NFL team, like I have no doubt that there would be some great dive bars there.
Yeah. And I'm a longtime PBR drinker. So Wisconsin has always been on my list.
Is PBR from Wisconsin?
Milwaukee, yeah.
Oh, wow. I had no idea. When I was in high school, I was driving in the car on the way to a national debate tournament in Kentucky. And my debate coach went on this 10-minute rant about PBR. He was just like, it's aluminum piss water. I hate it.
Okay.
Like, Jesus H. Christ. Who could like?
Maybe he's right, but don't yuck my yum.
Yeah. I've tried PBR. It's fine. I have few opinions about it, but I just, that's like one of my formative memories from, I guess like about beer, I guess one of the earliest. Yeah. I remember thinking, it's like, none of us can drink. Why are you ranting to us?
Yeah. So what would you do?
Well, I feel like we do have to talk about the Packers, because when people think of Green Bay, they think of the Packers.
I mean, if you want to.
Look, I'm not going to spend much time on it. Something that is cool about the Packers is they're the only publicly owned major league sports team in the U.S. So we love that as socialists.
Yeah, a socialist roadmap for sports under socialism.
Yes, it's praxis to support the Packers. Yeah, no, they sell shares to fans, basically. And you can buy a share as a fan. And no one fan can ever get close to a majority of shares. It's a pretty drunk fan base, continuing with the alcohol conversation. Not the drunkest. I think the Bills have that locked down.
Okay. But,
I mean, Wisconsin, you know, it's going to be up there.
These are the facts I like about sports.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is fun.
Alcohol, the ownership model. We don't care about the actual gameplay, though.
No, not at all.
And I think it's funny that the Packers have produced like two comically stupid quarterbacks in a row.
What does that mean?
Well, and again, I don't mean gameplay here. Of course, Aaron Rodgers, full of normal opinions about vaccines and COVID.
Oh, great.
And homeopathic medicine.
Mm.
Just very normal opinions there. But actually, he didn't start voicing those opinions, I don't think, until he went to the Jets. So can't blame.
Oh, yeah. It's a New York thing.
Yeah. But then Brett Favre.
Oh.
Did you hear about Brett Favre and his corruption scandal?
No.
So basically, he was like working with some government officials in Mississippi, where he lives now, to redirect welfare funds to build a private, like, a dedicated, like, volleyball court, like, training facility.
Your favorite sport.
Yeah.
I've learned.
And it was all illegal, the way this money was being moved around.
But the government was doing it?
Yeah, no, there were state officials involved in this who got caught up in it.
Oh, God.
No, but he was literally texting government officials like, there's no way anybody will find out that we're doing corruption, right? And, you know, the Packers, like, I grew up, I think, with an affinity for them. My dad has always been a Packers fan. I got nothing against the team. It's just funny that their last two quarterbacks have been just in their private lives, just class A fuck ups.
Well, I would never hold that against the city of Green Bay.
No, no, absolutely not. Something cool in Green Bay is it's the home of the National Railroad Museum.
Okay.
So we talked about like the water travel, the Fox River, but of course, if you are an industrial hub, you're going to have a lot of railways. So they've got lots of trains there. And it seems like the only reason it was really established there is because there was a group of like business people and sort of interested residents back in the 50s who were like, we want to establish a railroad museum in Green Bay. And 2 years later, Congress was like, yes, this is now the National Railroad Museum.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah. I mean, hey, stake your claim. The last thing that I would want to do in Green Bay. Not the last. That makes it sound like I wouldn't want to do it.
The last thing.
Look, this is not a comprehensive review of things to do in Green Bay, obviously, but I found this YouTube channel. He goes by Ed the Diver, and he's based out of Marinette, Wisconsin, just north of Green Bay, but he goes down to Green Bay, and he dives in different waterways all throughout northeast Wisconsin and like the UP and Michigan to pick up garbage in the rivers. In one video that I saw, he and his friend dig out like 280 Frisbees from a creek by a disc golf course in Green Bay.
Oh my God.
I think that would be really cool to at least like watch him just clean out a river in Green Bay. So if you are in Green Bay, keep an eye out for a guy with a little boogie board and a river and a diving suit, because that's probably at the Diver. And he seems really friendly, really chill. So anyway, every city has their own little like local characters, cryptids, if you will. And I feel like Ed the Diver, cryptid in the best way, in the most endearing way. And Ed the Diver, I think, is like a Green Bay cryptid. You know, you'll see him emerge from the Fox River if you're lucky.
Okay. I thought you were going to say you wanted to go underwater and do that yourself.
Oh, yes. I want to do that, too.
Ugh. I don't like being underwater. I don't like water, generally. It's not gross. It's just the depths.
It's like you don't even care about the health of our waterways.
Oh, I do, as long as I don't have to get in them.
Yeah.
I'm scared of lakes. I don't know if I'm scared of lakes. I've never really seen like a real lake. I've seen reservoirs.
But it's a common fear.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a common fear. And especially like, you know, the Great Lakes,
they're big.
Yeah, even like I love the Great Lakes. I love Lake Superior. I've talked about it on the podcast. Big promoter of the Great Lakes for sure. Like the something else about like Wisconsin and the Great Lakes region is like the Third Coast culture is real. The vibes are pretty good, I will say, in the Great Lakes states. But even as somebody who loves the lakes, like they are awe inspiring. They do intimidate you just with their size. And I mean, they can take you out real fast if you don't respect them. So
I respect them and I will stay out of
them.
I have one question. I don't know if you can answer it. The bay is green. Why? Is this algae? Do you see? Did you look on the map? Like the Fox River is green as well. Like very green. And I thought it was just maybe somebody's last name, like Hank Green Bay, but it's green.
Yeah, it definitely looks that way in aerial imagery. And I mean, look, like I know the Fox River and like to the south, Lake Winnebago has a major issue with algae blooms because of nutrient overloading in the rivers from farmland runoff. Wouldn't be surprising to me if Green Bay itself deals with that same issue, because all that farmland, like all that farm runoff, is running into the Fox River and emptying out into Green Bay.